What's up, tribe? This is Oasis Wellness Lab podcast, where we promote healthy living for women of color through creative avenues in wellness, travel, style, nutrition, and mindfulness. I'm Adrina, and thanks for tuning in.
But to actually have joy in your life is a great victory. To understand what true success is, true success is about being happy.
What's up, tribe? Happy New Year. Happy New Year. So this is my first episode in the new year. I feel good, to be honest with you. I'm a year older. That's for a fact. My birthday was on New Year's Day, and I turned a whopping 35 years old. I am pleased to say that I don't feel 35. So that's a good thing. And prior to that, I was thinking a bit worried about how I would take it, like turning 35 and, you know, being single, no kids. And then, like a week before my birthday, I was like, oh, I feel amazing about that. Like, I have the freedom and time to do whatever I want. And so, yeah, I thought I would be like one big emotional spiraling to hell mess, but I'm the complete opposite of that, I'm proud to say. And there are so many lessons that I've learned along the way, and I'll probably do another episode or like a blog post or something about that. But for now, in this episode, I want to talk about, since we're talking about age and, you know, this is a new year, people have a lot of resolutions and goals that they want to work on, or, you know, maybe people want to start new ventures or start just something like with your wellness, like lose weight or, you know, maybe start going to therapy. I want to talk about if you feel like it's too late to start because of age or because of, you know, you're just getting back on your feet financially, you know, whatever. If you feel like for whatever reason it's too late to start, I am here to tell you that your age and whatever else that you felt like held you back does not dictate your timeline in your life. It is never too late to start. It's only, you know, as long as you're alive, it's not too late to start. So to start off, I don't know, let's talk about why we feel like age or, you know, whatever it is. I'm going to use age since I was talking about, you know, me turning a year older, because that's usually what people feel like. I'm too old to start, you know. why people feel like age dictate their timeline in their life. And I think it's just because of societal norms. Like, we all have these steps that we're supposed to take, you know, go to school, graduate, get a job, get married, have kids, then. And any ventures that you want to start, you're supposed to start that in your 20s when you're young. And I can tell you now, as an entrepreneur myself, that when I was in my 20s, a lot of times you're not even mature enough to do that. Like, to at least run it in a way most people would expect you to, like, to be established and stuff like that. But I did start in my 20s. I started in my mid to late 20s, so around like 26, 27. And up until now, it's still an ongoing process. And so I feel like it's never too late, because at least when you're older, one, you can financially back it more than likely. And if you're not, two, you have a lot of life experiences, you know, talking with people, developing relationships. Some of the skills you can take from, you know, just having worked in different jobs over the years, you can take those skills and apply it to whatever it is you want to launch and start in your life. And you don't necessarily have those experiences when you're in your 20s because you're just starting out. So that's why I feel like, you know, no, age shouldn't dictate your timeline, and societal norms certainly shouldn't make you feel like, oh, I should have started years ago. Even if you're like 50, 60, if you want to start, you know, open that coffee shop, or you want to, you know, I don't know, that floral shop. I know someone, a lady I used to work with, she retired. So So she was around 62, 63. She retired, and she, all her kids are grown, of course. And then she said, you know, I always wanted to open a bakery. And so she did that. She did that at 63, and I think it's the best time, you know. 63 is young. 63 is too young to sit at home and watch daytime TV and soap operas. Like, people at 63, if you took care of yourself and hopefully you weren't sick or had illnesses that had you bedridden, 63 is a young age, and you're still vibrant and you're still getting around. And so, yeah, good for her. She opened a bakery. So, yeah, it's not too late. Don't let societal norms, you know, stop you. She had dedicated a lot of her time to raising a family, working in corporate America. And so this is the time, you know, she wanted to do something for herself. And I don't think it's ever, ever, ever too late to do that, regardless of your age. So if this is the year that you want to do something for yourself, finally, go for it. Absolutely go for it. And also, why it's not too late? Because you're allowed to do so. The end. Like, you know, if you have the opportunity to wake up every morning, then you need to take advantage of that day, because life is so short. We're here for such a short time, and you need to just take advantage of that. And being older also equals, you know, just a better means to do whatever you want to do financially. And when you're alive and you're well, and you can do those things, you should, yeah, appreciate that, and then just get started. Don't spend too much time. I think I've said this in another episode. Don't spend too much time researching a whole bunch of things, but do research the more important things that can get you started and launched. So, yeah, I just wanted to give that very, very quick. This is a very quick episode, and it's really just an episode to get you guys motivated. This first week of the new year, we just wrapped up the first week in the new year, and so I just wanted to say it's never too late to start. And I believe, you know, I saw a post too where they gave examples of very successful people right now, and they said that Robin Chase, who is the founder of Zipcar, started Zipcar at 42. So for those of you who don't know what Zipcar is, it's pretty popular in like metropolitan cities like New York. Instead of like, it's a car rental, but instead of like renting a car like most people do for like a weekend, a few days, or a week, you rent it by the hour. So they started that. It's very popular here in New York. And Robin Chase, yeah, the founder of Zipcar, started at 42 years old. And the founder of WhatsApp, everyone uses WhatsApp, especially if you have a lot of like international friends and stuff like that, started at 35. That's my age. So that's very inspiring to me. And then also, John Pemberton, who invented Coca-Cola, started at 55. And we all know how popular Coca-Cola is right now. So yeah, it's not too late to start. This is a good time. This is the beginning of the year. Set goals and try to just stay motivated so that you won't lose your weight. Because I know sometimes when we set resolutions and goals, you know, we're all excited at first. It's all good at first. And then sometimes when people hit that first roadblock, it's a bit discouraging and people kind of like fall off. So just try to find ways, and maybe I should do a post about that, how to stay motivated. Because I've been persistent for at least 10 years now with my ventures. So so, you know, try to stay motivated and stay the course. Like, you know, you can do it. You can do it. You can definitely do it. So yeah, again, Happy New Year, guys, and get started on those ventures. If you have comments, you can follow me on Instagram at Oasis Wellness Lab. And you can, I'm actually about to launch the blog on my overall website. I have a mother website, adrena-fenor.com, but under that, I'm going to launch the blog for Oasis Wellness Lab. And so I have different blog posts for that. I'm going to launch that actually tomorrow on Monday. On Monday. So that'll be like January 8th, I believe. And so, check it out. Check me out. And we're also on Facebook, Oasis Wellness Lab as well. So enjoy the rest of your day, rest of your week. And again, Happy New Year.